Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin after Zayim. We're going to start from the Mishnah and after Zvavim and Beis. The Mishnah says, Hashechet b'magal yad, if someone shechs with a hand sickle, and Rashi explains it as two blades, and one blade is smooth and the other blade is jagged, is serrated, or yishech b'tzur, with a stone, or b'kana, with a reed, shkitasa k'shera, the shkita is k'shera. So the Gemara comments on this. It says, Hashechet, if yishech with these things, it's k'shera, mashma b'di'evet. And the Gemara says, why is tzur and kana b'di'evet? The Gemara says, v'shleim magal yad, which you have one side smooth and one side serrated, dom aslam evet b'inachisa. You don't want to shech with a magal yad l'chatchila, because he might use the wrong side. And the Gemara goes on. So just first, Sama Aris, on this Shaila of Magal Yad, that you can't use L'chatchila, Rashi says, V'shaminan miha, the sakim beguma, let's say you have a sakim with a begam in it, and it has enough to shecht from the begam in Vaita, it's also to shecht L'chatchila. And he says it's a kal v'chaymer. D'acha gazvinim shemidach gisa kol shkein hacha, if you're not on a shech with a knife, then on the other side there pegima, so kol shkein a knife that has a pegima on this side itself, you're not on a shech with. And that's takan alocha psukin shulchan aruch, and simin vav, that if there's a pegima in the knife, l'chatchila, you're not on a shech with it, even if you don't use the side that has a pegima. But the other, if you shecht it, and you know that the begima didn't go through the simanim, and the achrayim point out it's only when you knew about the begima, otherwise you're not neman to say that it didn't go through, because you wouldn't have known exactly. But if you know that the begima is there and you're careful that it doesn't go through the simanim, but the evid, it's good. The Rosh says though that on Yom Tif, let's say your knife has a begam, and on Yom Tif you can't sharpen the knife. So then he says you could wrap a cloth over the part that's a begima, so you could see exactly where the begima is, and then you're allowed to shecht with it. The Ran is mashma that even not on Yom Tov, even stamazay, in case a knife has a begima, if you wrap a cloth around it, it's mutter. He says it's not the same as a magal yad, because there you have no indication. You'll forget which side to shecht with. But here that you made a heker, you made a specific thing on the begima. So there's no shash that you'll forget. The Beis Yosef says that since the Ran is even matel l'chatchila, so zicha b'shasat chak, you could be seimach like the Rosh and put a cloth on the begima and do the shechita with the rest of the knife. And that's with magal yad. And tzur and kone, the Gemara wants to know what's wrong with shechting with a tzur, a stone or a kana, a reed, why can't you shech with it l'chatchila? And the Gemara brings a brisa, b'chol shechtem, b'im b'tzur, b'im b'schuchas, b'im b'kum mishal kana, that says clearly you could shech l'chatchila with a stone or with glass or with a krum mishal kana. So the Gemara is shach levitari, and the Gemara's maskana over here is that there's a machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya, is there a psul mechuber by shechita? Rabbi Chiya holds there is no psul mechuber by shechita, and mainly even l'chatchila you could shecht with a tzur or a kana, even if they're mechuber, even if the reed is growing from the ground, or the tzur is coming out of a mountain, as long as you smoothed it out, it has no pegimus, you could shecht with it. You'd have to shecht it by moving the animal's head back and forth, as opposed to moving the kana back and forth, that wouldn't work, or the tzur for sure wouldn't work, but you could shecht it in that manner. But according to Rebbe, there is a problem of shechting mechuber. So if it's mechuber meikrei, like let's say you have a stone that was never detached, and you sharpen the edge of the stone, and now you want to shecht the animal by rubbing it against the stone, having the stone cut the animal's simanim, that according to Rebbe is a psul deraisa, a psul b'di'evid. And same thing if a kana is growing from the ground, and you don't detach it, and you sharpen the kana, and then you shecht the animal with the kana while it's mechuber, presumably by moving the animal's head back and forth across the kana, that would also be possible even by the avid. And the Mishnah is talking about talashul b'seif chibrei, where the kana was detached. Just you put it back into the ground, and it didn't take root, so it's not really considered mechuba lekarka. Or the tzur was detached, but you put it back, you attached it again to the ground, and in that case, it's good b'di'avad. That's how this gemara comes out. And later, towards the end of Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, the gemara says, going on to Tezayin Amar Beis, that Rav had the shayla of talush l'vasev chibroi, and the gemara wasn't clearly paishit the shayla. And there's a machlekes rishayin l'maisa, if we neman like this gemara nemzan, that talush l'vasev chibroi is kasha b'di'avad, or do we say that Rav had a shayla about it, and we would never paishit the shayla, and therefore we have to be matrif even b'di'avad. And we'll speak about it a little bit later in the shiur. At first, I want to do the Gemara in the middle, the Gemara about Sheichet B'Muchni. Because the Gemara had brought the Braisa that starts off a Sheichet B'Muchni Shitasek Sher. Muchni is a mechanism, a wheel, that you move the wheel, and the wheel goes and shechs the animal. So the Gemara brings a stira. It says, a Sheichet B'Muchni Shitasek Sher. And another Braisa says, Shkitasa Psula, and the Gemara says, two Terutzim. How to answer if Sheichet B'Muchni is Kasher or Basel. One Lashon is the difference between a Sarna de Pachra and a Sarna de Maya. Depends if the wheel is being moved by a person. Either he's wheeling it with his hands or with his legs. In such a case, a Shkita is being done Mikayach Adam, and we had before, on Daf Yud Gimel, that it has to be done Mikayach Adam. So in that case, it's not a problem, it's done Mikayach Adam. But if it's a wheel that's being moved Mikayach the water, a Sarna Demaya, like a water mill, then it's not coming Mikayach Adam. If it's not Mikayach Adam, it's Pasul. And then the Gemara says, Yibayisei Mahava B'Sarna Demaya V'Lekasha HaBekayach Rishon HaBekayach Sheni. It depends if it's the first Kayach of the water. Now, as a person releases the water, he removes like a board which is holding back the water, and the water comes in and moves the wheel. So the first kayach of the wheel, after the person released the water and brought the water in, that's called kayach rishon, and that is called the kayach of the Adam, that would be a good shchita. But if it's kayach sheni, the second rolling, so that's not coming directly from the water that was there when he removed the board to get the water to go in, so that's not called his kayach. And the Gemara tells soon, Ki Adam Rav Papa said to me, God to chayv in misis. I'm on the kafsel chaver of Ashkel bitka demai. Someone ties up his friend and puts on him a stream of water. That means he unleashes a dam, unleashes a stream of water onto his friend. Umeis chayiv, my time giri di dayu danibe. It's considered his maisa. Tahani mili b'kayach sheni, b'kayach rishon. I mean, b'kayach sheni grama b'alma. So that's a chilek kayach rishon and kayach sheni. Now the Tefush already mentions that Rashi uses a different definition of kayach rishon and kayach sheni by shchita, and he does by ritzicha. By Shechita, he calls the Kayach Rishon when he releases the water, when he removes the board that's holding back the water. So the first turn of the wheel is Kayach Rishon, and the second turn, he says, is Kayach Sheni. By the Ashklei Bidka de Maya, he doesn't say that the first wave is Kayach Rishon and the second wave of water that comes in is Kayach Sheni. He says if the water hit him directly from the dam that he removed, so that's called kayach rishon. But if he tied him further away, some distance, and the water had to go through a distance to get to him, that's called kayach sheni. Now the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin argues in Rashi. He holds that it doesn't matter how distant the water has to go. It's all called kayach rishon. That water that comes out from when he removed the dam, that's called kayach rishon. That's always kayach rishon, no matter how far it goes. Kayach sheni is the next water, which is similar to the way Rashi is learning by Shechita, that Kayach Sheni is the next turn of the wheel, meaning it's not coming from the water that he released, it's coming from the next wave of water. Now, I guess if Shad and Rashi is, he didn't want to zetzayin the case by the mill, that the case by the pachra here, by the shchita, is that the mill wasn't so close to the water. That's not so much Kayach Sheni. He didn't want to make another case of a mill. The stam mill, I guess, is close. So he said that Kayach Shemi means the next wave, which that's Zicha Gramu Lefi Rashi. But Rashi, by Ritzicha, didn't want to say it's the second wave of water, because why did the first wave of water kill him? So that's why he learns Kayach Shemi means when it's further away, that Rashi holds is also Kayach Shemi, it's also a Gramu. That the Adrama argues, and holds that as long as it is the water that you released, that would be called Kaychai, even if it goes further away. So the Adrama of the Astam is Mayrach about the Inyan a little bit. It's a big Yisayit in Grama. And the Adrama says, why is this called Kaychai Bechlal? The Gemara says, if someone shoots an arrow at someone, and you remove a shield, and the arrow kills them, that's a Grama. So why isn't it the same thing? You're removing the shield that's stopping the water from coming to him. Why isn't that a Grama? What's the chiluk removing a shield when an arrow is coming, or removing a shield when the water is coming? So the Adrama says it's different because the arrow is not up against the shield. So you remove the shield, but the arrow is not your maisa. Now, Shagin, if the water here is up against the dam, so that's already considered you moving the water. By removing the shield that's up against the shield, that's there pushing against the shield, that is called your kayach. Somehow you're releasing the potential energy of the water, that's called your kayach. Chaim Eiser, Chelek Gimel, Simon Samach about electricity. Some people have wanted to say that turning on a switch and letting electricity go is a grama. Because all you're doing is removing the thing that blocks the wires from connecting. So it's a grama. You're not connecting the water, the wires. You're just removing the thing that blocks the wires from connecting. That's what someone wanted to say. So Reb Chaim Eiser first told him that Tzius is wrong. He said he had a technician, and he showed him, no, when you turn on the switch, you're actually connecting the wires yourself. But the technician told him you could make it with a spring. You could make an electrical device which works that way, that you're just removing the thing that's preventing the wires from connecting, and they're connecting on their own. But he said even that wouldn't be called a grama, because if they're up against each other, they're up against what's blocking it, and then you remove the block, that's mamash like ashkale bitka demayi, like the Adrama explains, that's called your kayach. Al kopanim, Tvua Shar says that if, by shchita also, if the sarna de maya is some distance away from the water, that also would be considered kayach sheni, just like ritzicha, because the Gemara tells it too, and that also lefi Rashi's pshat would not be considered a good shchita. And lefi the Adrama in Sanhedrin, Awad Neman, that it would be a good shchita as long as it's that water that you release that's going, even if it goes further away, that's all considered your kayach. Rashi holds only the place where it falls directly, that's all called your kayach. But even that water itself, if it goes further away, since this water wasn't really your kayach, you just removed the shield, so only the direct potential energy is called your kayach. But already when it goes at a distance, that's already considered not your kayach anymore. There's also a shmuz in the Rishayim, is a sarna de pachra, lechatchila good, or only b'di'evit good. The Rashba says that that's gufret machloikis etul shaynis. The first lashon that says that the one that says a sheikha muchnish shitasik sheira is talking about a sarna de pachra, and the one that says shitasik psul is talking about a sarna de maya. So it says, a lashon b'di'evit, a sheikha b'muchnish shitasik sheira. So even sarna de pachra, the wheel that's done by the person wheeling it, with his hands or with his feet, is also b'di'evit. But the Bais Eim that says, hava hava sarna de maya, that they're both talking about a water thing, and by kayach rishon it's good, and kayach sheni it's not, so there, water thing kayach rishon is only b'di'evit, exera, because of kayach sheni. But sarna de pachra, what's wrong with it? It's good l'chatchila. So the Rashba says that since we're dealing with l'chatchila, which is derabanan, and the tula shenis, by derabanan you go l'kula. And that's at the Torah Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Zion. But the Rambam is mashmitz b'di'evid, and the Rosh also, that even by sign of the Pachritz b'di'evid, and that's the Psak of the Marshal, the Shach and the Kresi, who placing the Tvur Shar, and the Marshal says that they're not arguing the Tula Shainis, they're both emes. Just the second Lashon wants to say that even Maya could be good by Kayach Rishon b'di'evid, but they're not arguing b'chlau. Now, Pri Chadash wants the Paschal like the Rashba, but he says, what, why should sign of the Pacha be no good? It's Mamish Kayach Adam, the person's rolling the wheel. Why should we say it's no good? Now, the Achreinim, the Kresi Uplesi, and the Tvur Shar are very bothered with this Pri Chadash. The first Lashon anyway says that it's no good L'chadchila. So you can't ask the question, why should it be no good? The Gemara says, well, at least one Lashon, that it's no good. The Shail is, that the second Lashon mean to argue? You can't be mechriach that question by saying that you don't understand why sign of the pachra should be b'di'evit. There is a lashon in the Gemara that says it's b'di'evit. The Pri Megadim and others try to be miyash of what the Pri Chadash meant. But the Tvur Shah anyway says that it could be the problem with sign of the pachra has nothing to do with gzeira or to sign of the maya. It could be it's just not a normal way to shecht. And therefore, we can't be assured that he shechted properly. If someone's holding the knife with his hand, then he can make sure the knife shechts properly. If the knife is at the end of a wheel and he's wheeling the wheel with his feet, it's much more difficult to make sure the shechita is done without any drasa. So that's why it's b'di'evit. Now the Rashash tells us on the words of Rashi. Rashi b'kayach sheni. The words of Rashi say like this: La'achash egilgu amayim esagalgal pam rishayna ushniya. So Rashash says, that sounds like Kayach Sheni means after the second turn of the wheel. La'achashe gilgal ha'mayim esagalgal parmishaynu ushniya. So that sounds like it was the second turn of the wheel. But he says that Rashi ba'kayach Rishon sounds like you need the first turn of the wheel. Because he says, u'betchilas gigule shachem ikayach adam shnat oladaf. Why would the second turn of the wheel already be good? He's bothered by the kasha. The Maaseh, the Prisha already, Shtelzich on the Rashi, he says that Rashi doesn't mean after the Buddha turned the wheel the first time and second time. What he meant was, is that Kayach Risha means the first time the wheel turns, and Kayach Sheni means the second time the wheel turns. But I saw in the Masifta Gemara, from a Sefer V'Zeis, Liyitzchak, I think it was called, and he wanted to say, the crazy place he says, if the water turns the wheel, and the wheel spins and spins and spins and spins and spins, but it's all coming from the first spin of the water, that the water turned, there's not more water coming, it comes from the momentum of the spin, or even let's say when a person does it, by a sign of the pachra, person gives a turn, and then the wheel spins and spins and spins and spins and spins. That's all called kayach adam. So he said, maybe Rashi's assuming that the water has a kayach to spin the wheel twice, before you need more water to make the spinning. So maybe that's what Rashi means, after it's spinned once or twice. Not sure if that's Pshat Rashi, but Ladina is certainly true, like the Kresi Uplesi says, that if the Kayach Adam starts the spin, the entire spin that comes afterwards is all a spin, Mikayach Adam. Now I just want to say one more Ara before we start the Sugi of Talosh Ubasev Chibrei, at the Mishnah Feared Ice, that Shinayim and Tzipayrin are also absul in the Shechita. And Rashi explains that Tzipayrin is not the problem of Mnei Shein Chayinkim because it has a Pegima. Tzipayrin is a problem that it's Mechubar. And Shinayim also, if the teeth are still stuck to the animal, it is a problem of Mechubar. If you take it out, then it's not a problem of Mechubar anymore. So the Mishnah, and particularly the Gemara, it's a little bit later in Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, is mavur that a shein or a tzipayrin mechumberes is not a good shechita, and a shein and a tzipayrin tlusha could be a good shechita. And the Rishonim say it means the teeth or the nail of an animal, the claw of an animal, if it's still attached to the animal, it's not a good shechita. Rabbi Kmega on Shulchan Aruch is bothered, how do Rishonim know that we're discussing an animal here? He would think an animal is not called mechumberes bechlal. The frat that the Ari Shainim that hold, the Gemara says in a few places that an Evid is hookish like a kais. An Evid is a din karka, like a lot of things. You kind of with kesef, shtar, and chazaka. And there's no enough for karkais by an Evid. And you don't make a shmua by an Evid, like by karka. An Evid is a din of karka. So Ari Shainim hold an Adam also is din of karka. It doesn't only mean an Evid as din of karka. An Adam is din of karka, even if he's not an Evid. So now we can understand why a person's tooth or a person's nail has din of karka, so applies mechubal le karka. And even if you say only an evidence din of karka, so maybe they were gazed by all Adam, a gzeir, atu evid. But But a behema lechayr is metalfalin. It sounds like a bekveg. If the Gemara would say clearly that anything mechuber to behema is called mechuber, so he would say kemul lechazal, but that's also called mechuber, even though the whole behema is metalfal. But it's mechuber to a behema. Behema is epis azach, then it can't be mechuber to the behema. Because even a shal in the Rishayim, if you take out the entire jaw of the behema, but the tooth is still mechuber to the jaw, is that called mechuber? The Rambam says it's not called mechuber. The Torah says it is. But Rabbi Kvegu would say, if the Gemara is saying that it can't be mechuber to behema, all right. But the Gemara just talks about a shein and tziparin that's mechuber. It's the Rishayim that say it's a behema. Why would the Rishayim assume that we're talking about a behema? The chayra, behem is metaltal, wouldn't it be more sense that we're talking about an Adam? Thus, factor of a kvegi, ibayv shver. And now, let's discuss the sugya of talo shul b'seif chibrei. So like we said, the Gemara originally said that the Mishnah says tzur and kana are good b'di'evid, and there's a brayse that says that tzur and kana are good l'chatchila, and the Gemara says if the tzur and kana are talish, then it's good l'chatchila. If the tzur and kana are mechuba me'ikrei, you never remove the tzur from the ground. It was still attached to the ground in a mountain, or the kana was still growing from the ground, then it's pasul b'di'evid according to Rebbe. And the case where it's kasha b'di'evid is talashul b'seif chibrei. But then the Gemara goes on and says like this, Amar Rav Pshituli talashul b'seif chibrei l'ini v'edis kechavim havi talash. If it was talash and then chibrei, by Avodah Zarah, that's called talish. Because the din by Avodah Zarah is, if someone is mishtachavet to Avodah Zarah, it's mechubal lekarka, he's mishtachavet to a mountain, he's mishtachavet to a tree, then he doesn't asur it. Because you learn it from the pasuk, al harim aleihem, v'loy harim aleihem. But if someone's mishtachavet to a house, he does asur it. So you see by Avodah Zarah that talish will be saif chibrei is called talish. By Hekshizron, Rav understood that it was a machlokes tanon. In order for it to be Hekshir Zeron, it has to be that you anicha that the water should go on something talish, and the question is if the wool is talish, and Rav held there was a machlekes in the Mishnah if the wool is talish. Rav Papa held that wasn't the pshat. Rav Papa held that really the wool is considered talish. The case in the Mishnah where the wool is mechuber is if it was a wool of a cave, again, mechuber me'ikrei, it never was talish. And then Rav had a shayla. What about legabe shkita? What's it din talish b'seif chibur legabe shkita? And the Gemara was mefalpel to answer the shayla. There's one point the Rishayim saying that maybe it was a pshitas, because it started off that if a tsur is yetzim in a kaisel, if a stone is coming out of a wall, or a kana is eilam eilav, or a reed is growing by itself, and ishtak shitase psula, so that sounds like by talish me'ikrei, Talosh b'seif chibrei is shkitas epsula. Gemara says halcham eskinim kaislam ari. We're talking about the wall of a cave, and then the Gemara says dekanami dektani dumi dekana olam eilav shma mina. So we see we're talking about a cave because kana olam eilav is talking about that it was never talosh, and the Gemara says shma mina. So some Rishayim understand. So that's a pshitas that talosh b'seif chibrei is called talosh. Then the Gemara wanted to replace it from the knife, the not sakim makaisel v'shachava, and the Gemara says shani sakim delay mevatelay. So mechuba meikrei is zecha pasul, and if it's talish b'seif chibrei, which you are not mevatel, that's zecha kasher. And the shayla Rav had was talish b'seif chibrei, and there's a machlekes v'shainim, like we said, what the maskana is. The Rif and the Rambam, they pask in Lekula, the Rajman, the Rambana also seem very stark neiter that way. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis is also neiter that way. And they give different timing, either because the Gemara before was seisim that way, or because the Gemara here says Shema Mina, or they say Ipshat, that Rav's whole Shaila was based on the fact that he held that by Hekshir, it's a Machlekes Tanon. So for Hekshir, it's a Machlekes Tanon, he had a Shaila, by Shkita, what's Takan Aloch? In other words, which Tana to Paskin like? For a public explained how it's not a machlokes tanam, one's talking about a kaisel bayis and one's talking about a kaisel ma'ara, so therefore, according to Rav Papa, by Hekshe Kalem and Zichat Talish, so by Shkita also is Zichat Talish, the Ramban says that Cheshbin. But the Rajma and the Ra'ah both bring up a Sayesh Lahachmir. They both are not 100% sure. The Ramban also is mitzadet a little bit lahachmir. But the Rif and the Rambam paskin kloy lekulam. The Rosh says, no, Rava had a shayla, and whenever was pashed the shayla, Vadi have to be machmir. And the Beis Yosef says that the Rosh is a das yochid. But the, and a lot of the chreinim paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, the Prichodesh, the Kresi, the Plesi, the Grom, but the Shach and the Marshal, and the Bach, and the Tvu Ashar, paskin lahachmir, and they say they don't understand how you could say the Rosh is a das yochid, when the Baal Amar holds that way, and the Ra'an and the Rashba weren't so clear, and the Ramban, they weren't so clear how to come out. So it's a machlokes apaiskim, it's a machlokes yishenim, and machlokes apaiskim, how we paskin like, did the Gemara come out that Tolosh Abusef Chibrei is Tolosh? Or no, the Gemara blind with the Shiloh. Now, the Bach and the Prisha both seem to name on that the tzad to say that Tolosh Abusef Chibrei is Mechubar is Midarabonah. But really, midaraisa, it's talush l'kuli alma. And the question whether the shkita is kosher or not would be a question under abundance. But the marshal, nemzan is deraisa, tfushar also, he says, why do we shine him much so much that how come the Rif and the Rambam paskin l'kula, where they get it from and they say all sorts of different svaris, why don't they say it? Because it's a shayl under abundance, and a boy lish, the by their abundance, yet nemon l'kula. And Mikvega also says, that it's the Rabbanan Itaka learns that way, that that's why they paskin l'kula. But the Tvu Ashar, the Mashal, and others, they hold it, no. They hold that the tzad to say that Tolosh Ubusev Chibrei is possible by Shchita, is it tzad to say that Midairaisa it's called Mechubar. And Rava, who is saying that by Avodah Zarah, we find that it's Tolosh, and by Heksha Kalim, we find the Machlokes, and what's the din by Shkita? He's discussing dinim deraisa. And the Tvu Ashar says, why is it that if by Avodah Zarah it's Talush, and by Shkita it's Mechubar? He says, because Avodah Zarah, you're learning out from Har, that the reason why Avodah Zarah doesn't passel by Mechubar is because it says, Alaharim Elohim, V'loy Aharim Elohim, that a Har can't be an Avodah Zarah, and a Har is Mechubar Mikrei. So Mela, only Mechubar Mikrei has this Kula, that it doesn't become Avodah Zarah, and Talosh Sef Chibrei doesn't have this Kula Lagabe Avodah Zarah. Mashek and Shkita, you learn it from Machelis, and Machelis is not Mechubar at all. It's not Mechubar Mikrei, but it's also not Talosh Sef Chibrei. The Machelis was completely Talosh, and therefore you could say that by Shkita, Talosh Sef Chibrei is called Mechubar. Now, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that also seems to be discussing the same inyan, if Talosh Sef Chibrei is called Mechubar or not. And I want to discuss the maskan of the Gemara in Bava Basra and see how it fits into the maskan here. Like we said, the maskan here have that Kamer Rishenim, according to the Beis Yosef, Rav Rishenim, Paskin that Lagab Shkita, it's Talosh, even Lekula by the Raisa, and the Shkita is Kasher, the Eved, by Talosh Shabbosef Chibrei. And there are Chreinim that Naman, that everyone holds that way, that even the Rosh and the Rishenim that go Lechumra, there's only Midar Abanan. But there are Echreinim that hold that Lefi, the Rosh, and the Baal Amar, Ben Yeruchim, the Rishenim that go with the Rosh, which is the Echreinim Acheshish for it, they hold that the Gemara blibe with the Suffolk, and there's a Shaila, there's a Tzad to say that it's Midaraisa considered Mechubar. That's the Maskan of the Gemara here. Now in Bava Basra, Dav Samach Vav, it says like this. The Gemara brings down a Braisa that says, Tzina Shechakai L'Basayif Kavai, if you carved out the tzinar before you fixed it into the ground, a tzinar is a drain pipe, a pipe, which will be a kli, which will make the water she'uvim. If you carved out the pipe before you put it into the ground, so then it's paisalas amikvah. However, if you put it in the ground, kava yul b'seif chakai, you fixed it into the ground and then you carved it out, you made the kli after it was mechubal karka, then it does not pass the mikvah. So the Gemara asks, this doesn't stem with either Rabbi Eliezer or the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan argue about a case where the Gemara's maskana was, it was a metal shelf that you attached to a wall. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it blibes karka, and it's not makabel tuma. And according to the Rabbanan, it does not blibe karka, and it is makabel tuma. And Zak the Gemara, neither of them machalik, whether you made the shelf into a kli before you attached it to the wall, or you just attached the regular scrap metal to the wall and then formed it into a shelf, Rabbi Eliezer holds in all cases it's not Mekabel Tuma, and because it's considered Karka, and the Rabbanan hold in all cases is Mekabel Tuma because it's considered Tolish. So the Gemara says like this, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's considered Mechubel Karka, and according to him, by the Tzinar, in both cases, it would not pass all the mikvah. But according to the Rabbanan, the Gemara seems to say it's considered Tolish. In both cases. So that's why it's Mekabel Tuma. But the reason why, by passeling a mikvah, we say that by Kavayil B'Seif Chakai, when you first affixed it in the ground and then you carved it out, it doesn't pass the mikvah, it's because Shiva is the Rabbanan. And for Psul the Rabbanan, they weren't Machmir. And the Gemara says, so how about in the case of Chakai B'Seif Kavayil, why weren't they Mekel there also? The Gemara says there it's different because it has a shame Kli B'Talash. It already was a Kli before it was Mechubar, so then the Rabbanan were not Mekel. Now, L'chayr, there's three mahalchim to understand the maskan of that Gemara. One is the way we described it, that according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer, that says that by the daf it's Mekabel Tuma, really midereisa it's Tolish. But by Shiva, which is the Rabbanan will Mekel, Shaloi Meikir Adin, to consider it Mechubar. But even by Shiva the Rabbanan were more machmer when it has a shame kli b'talush, and they considered it in that case to be talush. The Rishbam is mashmi learned that way. That's the mashmayis of the Rishbam. And this way would stim perfectly with the Rav Rishayin that hold that Agamar also is saying that talush l'b'seif chibrei has a din of talush, and that's why it's good for shchita. And even the Rishayim that say that there's a problem, even Rav that had a shail, was only the Rabbanan, Asib Diyavit, Tol Shef Chibre, Gzeir Mishum Mechubba Mikare. But really, Midir Aisa Blibes Tolish. That would stim very good. But Frat, Levi, the Achrainim that learn that even the Aisrim here, only Asib Diyavit, Rabbanan, everyone holds a Tol Shef Chibre is Tolish. Now the Naid of Yehuda, which we're going to discuss soon, more barichas, it's in Yeridei, Tinyana, Sim, and Kufman Beis, said that he had it sad the other way. He had it sad to learn that the maskan of that Gemara is that everyone holds it's considered mechubar. But Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's considered mechubar, even lekula, and that's why it's not mekabel tuma. And the Rabbanan hold, no, it's considered mechubar. But lechumar, we consider it talush. So we're machmer, midir Rabbanan, to consider talush l'b'seif chigrei, to be considered talush. And on that, the Gemara says, we're only machmer midrabbanan consider it talish, legabi tumah, which is deraisa, but legabi the psul shiva, which is derabbanan, we're not machmer to consider it talish. Aye, so then the Gemara's kash is very good. So why don't we say the same thing by chokal b'seif kavai, when you carved it out before you affixed it, why don't you also say that we're not machmer midrabbanan to consider it talish, because shiva is derabbanan? And the Gemara says that when it has a shame kli mikara, even by derabbanan's we're machmer. So that's a second pshat you could say in the maskan of the Gemara of Avastra, that the Rabbanan hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, that midereisa is considered mechubar, but by deraisa is the machmer to consider it talush, and even by the Rabbanans, the machmer to consider it talush, al kapanim one has a shame kli b'talush. But the Naid really rejects it because he says that in our Gemara it's mevur, that it's considered talush. Me'ikir adin. Because our Gemara fakat. Agamar Talish is the Kula. So if Midereis is considered Mechubar, how could the Rabbanan be Mekel and say the Shechita is good? And even the ones who hold it's no good, the Neid Behuda holds like the Achreinim, it's only the Rabbanan. So that's why the Neid Behuda's Machriya, that the Pshat in the Gemara is, that Me'ikir Adin, according to the Rabbanan, is considered Talish. And by the Rabbanan, the Mekel to consider it Mechubar Al Kapanim, and it doesn't have a shame Kli B'Talish. But if you're going to go like the Rush, and in going to Achreinim in the Rush, that Agamari's Maskana is Midereisa, it's considered Mechubar, Al Kabanim Lechumra, so then you could learn, like the Pshat, the Neid Yehuda is Mitzadid, that in that Gemara also, the Rabbanan could hold that Midereisa is considered Mechubar, they're just Machmir by their Isis to consider it Talish, and by their Rabbanans they're not Machmir to consider it Talish. But Fakert, when being Talish is a Kula, so Maker Adin it's called Mechubar, Avada, you're going to have to be machmir and go with the ikra then that it's mechubar. So those are the two mahalchim already in the Gemara and Bava Basra. And if you're going to compare shchita to Kabbalah Stumah, etc., like the Neid Yehuda does, So then if Agamar's maskana is that Ikir Adin, it's Talish, and that's how it works for the Eved Bashkita, you'll have to learn that Agamar's maskana also that way. And that's how the Rishbam learns that Ikir Adin is Talish. That's why it's Makabal Tuma, and it's a special Kula by Shuvim to say it's Mechubar. But it's not Shver if you learn like the Rosh and say that Agamar came out, that it's Mechubar, and that's why the Shkita is Pasul Midaraisa. You can learn in that Gemara also that Ikir Adin is Mechubar, and the Rabbanan were only saying that the Rabbanan is Mekabel Tumadiyah, and that explains why by Shiva explains better why by Shiva the Rabbanan weren't Machmir, and why the Gemara even had a problem. Why should you be Machmir even by Chalkal B'Seif Kavai? And the Gemara is saying because Shem Kli B'Talish gives you another Chumra Mid Rabbanan. The problem is the third Pshat in that Gemara. A pshat that some achrayim say, and the Emerson already says mafurish in the Yad Raman Bava Basra, and here's an Eid Yehuda's problem that doesn't stem with our sugya bechlal. And the third pshat is that the Gemara's maskana is an ikar adin. It depends if it has a shem kli betalush, then it's considered talush. Masha'ein kain, if it doesn't have a shem kli betalush, then it's considered mechuber. And this psak is even ikar adin. Now the Rabbanu Machmel Gabi Tuma Deraisa that even in the case of Kavil B'Seif Chokai when it didn't have a Shem Kli B'Talish that it could be considered Talish L'Chumra. But the Ikar Adin is, like by Shiva the Rabbanan, when the Gemara says Shem Kli B'Talish, it's not a reason why the Rabbanu were Machmir or the Rabbanu weren't Mekel. It's a din, it's a Svarim Ikar Adin. And we spoke about in the Shirim of Basra, the Andaf Samach Vav, if you want to go back to there. But here we're going to speak about it from the Chulin perspective. Because there we talked about that the Rama holds that even in regard to Tvila B'Kli, which is their Isa, it makes a difference. If you carve that a Kli and then attach it to a ground, of course you're not allowed to be Tevel in it. But the Rama Paskins, if you attached a stone, let's say, to the ground and then carved out the Kli and the stone, you are allowed to be Tevel in it. And everyone's bothered that Tvila B'Kli is their Isa, and their Isa you don't say the Skulik, and we won't be Marich here, we will Marich there. But in Simen Kufnan Tes L'Gabin Etilas Yadayim, the Rama also says as a Chilik L'Gabin Etilas Yadayim, we're there as in Shchita Fakert. Talish is the Kula. You need Talish. Talish is the Kula is Talish, as opposed to Mikvayis, we're there, Talish is the Chumra. By Netilas Yadayim, you need a Kli. By Mikvayis, the Kli passels. For the Gavin Netilas Yadayim, there are more Paskins, and it's a Pida Aguda, Simen Kufnan Tes, if you'd, and Arachayim, that if you have a stone and a wall, and you carve out a Kli in the stone, and you make a faucet on the bottom of the Kli, you cannot use this Kli for Netilas Yadayim, even though it would be called Kayach Gavra because of the faucet, because it doesn't have a shame Kli. It's Kavil B'Seif Chakakai. Masha'en Kain, if you already have a Kli, and you attach it permanently to the wall, since it was Chakakail B'Seif Kavai, it was a Shem Kli B'Talish, you can use this Kli for Netilas Yadayim. So the Taz, Eifenart, he asks an Erma, he says it's not true. He says, we paskin l'gad b'shchita b'di'evit, it's good. B'di'evit b'shchita is good by Talish B'Seif Chibrei. That's the maskan of our sugya, and the Taz is going like the Psakar Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Vav, like the Rambam and the Rif, that Talish B'Seif Chibrei is kasha for Shchita B'di'evit. So, Ibezai, why shouldn't it be kasha for Netilas Yadayim as well? He says, the Gemara that made that chilek is fakert. That really it's Talish. And by Mikvais, Talish is the problem. And we're makel for Shiva the Rabbanan to consider it mechuber. And that's only by Kavil B'Seif Chagkai, Mashenkin by Chagkal B'Seif Kavai, we're not makel by Netilas Yadayim to consider it mechuber. But me'ikir adin, it's talish. Netilas Yadayim is the Rabbanan. Here you need it should be talish. Me'echateis the Rabbanan on machmir by kavayil b'seif chagkai to consider it mechuber. So the Taz is going with the maskana, the pshat in the Gemara and Bava Basra is that it's really talish. And that's why legabe tum, it's not mekabel tumah. And by Shiva the Rabbanan, they were makel to say that it's considered mechuber by Kavil B'Seif Chakai. And that would stem with the Rishonim that say that Paskin, that Bashkita, it works. And that's the Rishbam's Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Atzel Megim goes to defend the Ramah. That's how Megim is one of the G'dayli and Paskim, the times in Eid B'Yuda. And he says that the pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra is that the chilik between Kavu B'Seif Kaka and Chag B'Seif Kava is a chilik me'ikar adin. That's the ikar adin. That when it had a shame kli betolosh, then it does not become a chubul karka and it retains a shame kli. And when it does not have a shame kli betolosh, you kavai and then you chakai, then it's karka and it does not have a shame, and it does not get a shame kli. And like we said, the Yad Ramah is mefurish. That's how he learns the Gemara in Bava Basra. So that explains the psak of the Ramah. Then even though in Atilas Yadayim is the Rabbanan, and even though there fakir tolosh is the kula, mechuber is the chumra, but it would follow the same rule that any time it's a kli betolosh, it retains its shame kli, and tolosh b'seif chigrei would have a din of tolosh, would have a din of a kli. Now she'en kain, if it was kavil b'seif chakai, you carved out the kli in the stone, it would be considered karka, won't be considered a kli. Now the Noida Behuda, and Simon Tanyana, Simon Kufman Beis, like we mentioned, he brings that sale megum. And he says it doesn't stem with our Gemara. Because our Gemara doesn't make any chilik between kavil b'seif chakai and chagil b'seif kavai. Our Gemara holds in all cases a blibes tolish. The only case our Gemara says is mechuber meikrei. If you have a tzur that was in a part of the mountain, it's mechuber meikrei. You have a kana, which is mechuber lekarka. It was never tolish. That's a case where it's mechuber. But in all the other cases, like you would put a rack in a wall, or put a kana in a wall, and then make it into a kli. And he says, v'shkita b'chlal, you don't need a kli. It doesn't make a difference when you sharpened it and made it royal l'shkita. It's not a kli either way. Shkita skatcha maybe needs a kli. Shkita schulin doesn't need a kli. And in all cases, Agamari says it's talish. It's a riot to the taz. Then me'ikar adin, it's always considered talish. The whole chilik between kavah b'seif chaka and chaka b'seif kavah is that the rabbanim were makel by shuvim to consider mechuber, that they didn't want to be makel by chaka b'seif kavah. It has a shame kli b'talish. But me'ikar adin, it's always talish. So then aibazai b'natil sudaim should always work. That's the kash of the Neid B'yud on the Atzal Megim. It's really a kash in the Yad Ramah. How does it stem with our sugi if you're going to learn that kavah b'seif chaka and chaka b'seif kavah is me'ikar adin? That is the halacha midereisa, that when it has a shame kli betolosh, it doesn't become batal to the karka. And when it doesn't have a shame kli betolosh, it does. So how do you learn that sugi which doesn't make this chilik? And the mimeisif on the Neid Behuda, the Neid Behuda is learning as sugi that the maskana is tolosh. He learns that's Rav Yishayin, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Eved tolosh b'sef chibra is good. And he holds that even the Rosh that's machm, it's only midereabanan. So his kasha is an as sugi state that it's always tolish no matter what, whether it's kavah b'seif chakai, chakai b'seif kavai. But even if you learn the other way, you learn like the Rosh, that our sugya didn't come out l'maskana that it's tolish, and you learn the problem of mechuber is a problem midereisa, the problem ikar adin, so then it's fair the other way. Ay v'zay, then ikar adin is mechuber. Some hechateis that should work b'chlav v'netilas yadayim. And Agamar Avaita was never mechalik between kavah b'seif chakai and chakai b'seif kavai. The only case the Gemara said was considered tolish was a case where the second you weren't mevatel. But it's mefurish in the Gemara that on the tzad, that it's considered mechuber, even if you made the knife and then attached it, as long as you were mevatel it, it would be considered mechuber. So right then, our sugi, it's mefurish, there's no chilik between chakal b'seif kavah and kavah b'seif chakai. That's the night with this kasha on Atzel Megim, and like we said, it's really a kasha in the Yad Ramah of Abasha as well. So to answer the kasha, you could say two mahalchim, one of two mahalchim. Either you could say, and this is the Ksam Sefer says in Yeridea, Simon Reshid Beis, that you can't compare different halachas. He says, Adarabba. Rava was Kufa started off the sugi saying, Lagabe Avay Dezaren as in of Tolosh. Lagabe Hechsher as a din of, it's a machalikis tanon. Lagabe Shchita, what's the din? Every halacha has its own guidelines. Maybe they're Isa. So even if the maskana say Gemara is l'gav b'shchit, that's also talish. And even if that applies, even in the case of kavil b'seif chakakai, that's b'shchita. But we have another Gemara in Bava Basra, it's talking about a different thing. It's talking about the guy that didn't kelim. A keli that's mechubal l'karka doesn't have a shame keli. And the question is it considered mechubal l'karka l'gav b'hilchus kelim? And kelim is negei kabbalas tumah, and Kalim is negeya to passling a mikvah b'she'iva, and then the Rama is telling to Kalim, the guy with netilas yadayim. So those all could have the same halacha, because essentially it's a shayla, is it a keli or not? Kalim could have different halachas, but it could be what's considered a keli, the guy b'tumah, and the guy b'she'iva, and the guy with netilas yadayim is essentially the same thing. What has a shame keli? So there, the maskan of the Gemara is, the way the Atzei Almegim is learning, the way the Rama and it's Rami Shainim from that good, and like we said, the Yad Rama, the guy that Kalim, it depends if it's Kavil B'Seif Chakai, B'Seif Kavai. But Agamar is talking about the guy B'Shkita is a limit from Achelas, has nothing to do with Kalim. The Shaila's had to understand the limit from Achelas. What was the maskana? And the guy B'Avei Dezer, it's a limit from Harit. What's that different dinim? And the Gabi Hechshiz Ram is different dinim. You don't have a raya that you could stel to all the different dinim. That's a chsam seif is mahalach. There's a tshuva from a baron. It's in Yeridei Simen Chav Dalid. Also, in Bava Basri spoke at a grach al nashas. It's somewhat similar to the chsam seifer, but it's saying another thing, that really there is no halacha be'etzim, that something mechubal akarka can't be a keli, can't be mekabel tumah. So therefore, the pshat is, if it has a shame kli b'talish, there's a din, kol ha-kelim yoydum l'dei tumah machshava, v'ein ha-olim l'dei tumah sevel l'beshinim ha'isa. Once something's a keli, it doesn't become ice keli so easily. So mele, in mechabal ha-karka, it still has a din keli. Mashagin, if it's already karka, so then you want it to become a keli b'if, and then it's in the karka, so there's a chsarin, it's not metaltal, whatever it is. It can't become a keli. But it doesn't have the same gedarin as mechuber and talush legabe shchita. That's one mahalach he could answer the kasha. And the second mahalach is the Ar Sameach, in Hilchus Mikvayis Perek Vav Alach Avav, that he says the Yisayna Dover of Shem Kli B'talush means that whatever din it has already B'talush, it doesn't lose the din when it's mechab al-kaka. Not only Kalim. He wants to shtel tzud sugis. But the pshat is when the din, l'mashal kabbalas tumah, or she'ivo, and atilas yadayin, that din is only chal on a keli. So if it didn't have a shame kli betalish, it never had the din, it never was potentially roi lekabel tumah, or potentially roi to pasul a mikvah for netilas yadayim, so it can't get that din once it's karka ready. Now shaking an hour sugya, when you're dealing with avei dezara, or hechshiz ram, or shchita, there you don't need keli. So there, it's not a vert of shame keli betalish has to be a keli, that's not the vert. It has to have the potential, it has to have the chalais din betolish. So everything has a chalais din that you could shecht with it betolish. The fact that you have to sharpen it and make a real shkita doesn't mean it's not real shkita, that's practical. But it has a chalais din betolish that you could shecht with it. It has a chalais din betolish that it could become a veidazara. It has a chalais din betolish that it could have hechshiz run. It's not a matter of shame kli betolish. It's a matter of that the chalais din that you're dealing with has to be there betolish. So mela, it's very good to shtel tzu that gemara's maskana legabe the din kalim, it doesn't have the chalais that you need betolish if you need to a keli. So that's why by kavil b'sef chakai it won't get that b'mechuber. Hashenken here by shchita by hechshiz ram by avei dezara, it does have that chalais din betolish. So he's going that the maskan of the Gemara here is that it's considered talish, but it's not a stira to the Atzei Almegim that says, Lagabi the Shem Keli, it has to have a Shem Keli betalish, because the aside is you need the chalais din of what you need betalish, and that you'll have here, because here you don't need a Keli b'chalal. So let's see, come. The maskan of the Gemara, Ladas, Kame Rishainim, the Rambam, and the Rif, the Beis Yosef holds its Rav Rishainim, is that by Shechita it's considered talish. And you could easily learn that way in the Gemara in Bava Basra, that by Lagabi Din Kalim, Lagabi Kabbalah Tumah, Lagabi Shiva, Be'etzim it's considered Talish, Shiva is the Rabbanim will make it by Kavus Ev Chakai to consider it Mechuber, Shalom Iker Adin. And then you would say like the Taz, that Lagabi Netilas Yadayim with Fakert being Talish is a Maila, so in either case it would be considered Talish, you could use it for Netilas Yadayim. Or you could say that the Maskanus HaGemara here is that it's Talish, but legabi netilas yadayim, and legabi the shame keli, the ikar adin depends on a shame kli betalish, and not like the Yad Rama learns, like that's how Megim is learning up in the Rama. And kalim is different than shchita. Either stam, you can't compare the two things, kalim is kalim, shchita is shchita, Or Shkita is considered the Shem Kli V'talosh because the vart of Shem Kli V'talosh is you have the Chaliz Din V'talosh like Dar Sameach says. Now the Arishayim that learn, the Asam Achrayim that learn in the Rishayim, the Rosh, and others, some say it's the Rabbanan, but some say it's the Raisa, then the Ikra Din, the Gemara's Maskan is, it's a Safik, it might be considered Mechuber. So Oyvazah, you could learn the Gemara and Bava Basra that Midrais is considered Mechuber, that's why it's Mekabel Tumah. I mean, forget, Midrais is considered Mechuber, and just Midrabanan is Mekabel Tumah, I mean. Midrabanan is Mekabel Tumah, they were Machmed by the Rais to consider it Talish, when Talish is a Maila, and even, I mean, when Talish is a Chumrah, and even by the Rabbanans, by Chagal of Seif Kavai, they were machma by that to consider it Talish. Or you can learn, again, that that Gemara is Me'ikir Adin, and there's a Chilik, by Shkita is considered Mechuber, and by the Shem Keli, by Chagal of Seif Kavai, it's considered Talish, or it doesn't lose its Shem Keli when it had a Shem Keli Me'ikara. That's the Maskana Sasugya. And now let's see a bit of the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Amamar, noat sakin b'kaisel, v'shacha b'yishitasek shera. The Braisad said that if you stick a knife in the wall and you shecht with it, the shechitas kshera, the way you shecht is by moving the animal's neck, cutting it not by moving the knife back and forth, but by moving the animal's neck back and forth over the knife. Amar avanan amashmul, ashanul asher sakin l'malav etzav abeim l'mata. If the knife is on top, above, and the neck of the animal is below, then it's kosher. Avosakim lamata, but if the knife is below, v'tzavibayim lamala, and the neck of the animal is above, and it's pushing down on the knife, so chashin and shema yidres is a chash. The shechita has to be done in a back and forth motion. If you push straight down by a shechita, that's a psul deraisa. So if you're going to be taking a heavy head of the animal and moving it back and forth over the knife when the head is above the knife, near there's a chash of drasa. And Taisa asks the kasha, why does it say chashin and shema yidres? He will be deris. Why does it say chashin and shema daris? Maybe he was deris. So Taisa says, and many rishonim say like it, because even if he knows for sure he wasn't deris, it's still puzzle, midir abanan, because we're chayshish that maybe the next time will be deris. So the rabbanan acid using this method of shkita, and even if punked in one time, someone knows 100% for sure he wasn't deris, it's still asr because he might be deris the next time. That's shema yidreis. Rav Rishayim hold this way. The Ra'an Bedek Abayi says that if he knows for sure he wasn't deris, it's kasha. But Rav Rishayim, the Rajba, the Rosh, and others say that it's possible, and that's a psak in Shulchan Aruch. Samaras a kasha from the Braisa earlier on Tezvavim and Beis, it says mefurish, the bein shasak and lamata v'tzav v'beim l'malo, bein shasak and lamala v'tzav v'beim l'mata. In both cases, it's kosher. So you see, mefurish that you have a sack and that's mechuber, and even if the neck of the animal is above the knife, it's also kosher. So Mar says two terutzim. Amrav zvidlet stadim ktani, sack and lamala b'tzav v'beim l'mala is betolish. When it says that the knife is below and the neck of the animal is above, that's talking about that the knife wasn't mechuber. That's talking about betolish. And Rashi says that you're not moving the neck of the animal back and forth on the knife. Okay, you're moving the knife back and forth by the neck of the animal. And her papa amar ba'ifa de kolol, that that's the case of a bird which is light. A bird which is light. So then you don't have a chash drasa. And even if the neck of the bird is above the knife, it's kosher. There's no chash of drasa. The Rashba in Taras Abayi says that not all birds are that way, only like chickens, but if you have ducks and geese, they're heavier, so you don't have the heter of papa that birds are light. And the Taras says, no, the Gemara makes a chiluk between behemoths and birds. Birds mean all birds, that even though they're heavy, the Baiskim say they have more weight maybe, but they're easy to hold, they're easy to handle with. That's what means that they're light. The Meisesef brings the kolbay that says if you have an animal like a small sheep, it's also light. So it's light like a bird, so it's also mutter. So the Meisesef says it can't be, because mimanafshach. If you hold, like the Rashba, that a heavier bird is aser, so a sheep, even a very light sheep, is just the same weight as a heavy bird. So according to the Rashi, Mezuchah b'yaser. Elamai, you're going to say like the Torah, that if it says oif, that means all oif, and includes the heavier birds. So who then you'll say that behemoth means all behemoths, and that would include even the lighter behemoths. And that's subsaklifi reif. Faiskim, all birds are mutter when the tzavar is lamala, and all behemoths are aser. Now, Rabbeinu Yerucham says that when the tzavar is lamala, that's only when the knife is attached to something. Like the Rajba says, it doesn't have to be attached to something mechubal akarka. It could even be attached to something that's tallish, to some furniture, whatever it is. But the knife is attached to something. It's not in the hand of the sheikhet. And he's doing the shechita by moving the neck of the behemah over the knife. And it's the tzavar is lamala. Then it's also even b'dieved. Mashaykin, if he's holding on to the knife, even though the tzavar is lamala, it's mutter. But Dr. Ben Yerucham, it's b'dieved. And there's also a big machlekes apeskim. The Shach says that all these cases are b'dieved. Any time the knife is stationary and you're moving the neck of the behemah, when the neck is above, so by behemah it's even aser b'dieved, and by oif it's mutter, and when the knife is below, I mean when the tzavar is below, the knife is above, so then even by a behemah it's mutter. But zok the Shach, all of that is b'dieved. He says that's what says in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's all kasher b'dieved. And who had in the case where the neck of the behemah is above, but you're holding the knife stationary, but the knife is being held by the sheikhet, it's not attached to anything, which that's mutter, but it's also, Rabbeinu Yerucham's mavur, that's only mutter b'dieved. But the Brichadash, and argues in the Shach, and he says, Faked, the Gemara earlier was klar was mafurish, that it's l'chatchila. The Brisa earlier said, Hakol sheikhtim, bein betolish bein b'mechubar, Bein she'asaka l'mala v'tzava b'hema l'mata, bein she'asaka l'mata v'tzava b'hema l'mala. And that's the lashon of l'chatchila. And the Gemara is that's tanayim like Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya holds it's absolutely no psalim mechubah l'karka, so a kol sheikh l'mechachila, whether it's talosh or mechubah, everything works l'chatchila, and clearly even if the sakin is l'mata and tzava b'hema l'mala, that Rav Zvid said that that's not going on mechubah. And our papa says it is, it's going on mechubar and it's going by oif, but al kaponim, by the case of sakin lamal, of it's habim lamat, that's certainly going on mechubar. And that brisa clearly held that all that's mutta lechatchila. The reason why the brisa of not sakin mekaisel of a shachar by shitasa ksheir, which is the lashon of bidi evid, that's because of talosh of a sef chibre problem. That the Gemara said earlier, we're going like Rebbe. Rebbe holds that mechubar miyikarai is aser even bidi evid. And Talosh of Sev Chibra is Mutta B'dieved. Or maybe only because the Sakim was Loi Mevatalei. Fine. But it's also because it's Mechubba to the Karka. So that's what makes it B'dieved. But when it's Mechubba to something, Talosh is just stationary, and they have no problem of Chibra to the Karka. So then there's no Makim to say there's a Machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Chiyah B'chai Gavna. Just like Rebbe Chiyah, who doesn't hold of a Psul Mechubba, holds that it's good even L'chatchila, in the cases where you don't have a chash drasa, like in the case where the sakin is lamala and the tzav beim is lamata, or the case by oif that's kolol, Rebbe doesn't argue with him legabi chash drasa. So when you have a din of tolish ubasev chibrai, where even if you can go with the Rambam and the Rif and the psakin of Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter, that's only been the evit, lechatchila, tolish of chibrai is aser gzeira, to do lechatchila gzeira atu mechubar. But if there's no problem mechubar, like let's say the knife is on a dover talish, on a kli, so it's mefurish, according to Rabbi Chiyah, it's mutter l'chila, and why would you say that Rabbi's arguing with Rabbi Chiyah? That's time at the tvusha, that's time at the pre-chadash, and he argues stark on the shach. The Goyin also says that it's mutter l'chatchila. The crazy who plays is masking that the Gemara is mashed away, but he brings a mashmais in the tesef that it's only b'dieven, and he says yesh l'achmir. The tvu is shor, and the bekevega are meirich, and they mutcha to try to figure out the pshat of the Gemara that it could stem with the shach. Ben kamokim laharich. But kama achreinim come out lemaisa like the shach. Now, there's a shaila, a machlekes, the kresi uplesi, and the tvu is shor. Because even if you didn't go with the shach, that all these things are b'dieved. But the crazy place, he says, that's only when you're moving the neck of the animal back and forth over the knife. So even in the case where the knife is b'chala mechubet to anything, it's in the sheikh's hand, when there Ben Yeruchim says it's mutter, even in the case where the sarva behema is lamala, but again, it's because you're moving the behema back and forth over the knife. But whenever you're moving the knife back and forth, the crazy place holds it's not b'chalal, and even if the tzava behema is lamala, it's mutter l'chatchila. There, the Tefuah Shor is machim a little bit more, and he says that even when you're moving the knife back and forth, but the behema is not tied, if the neck of the behema is not tied, and the neck of the behema is leaning on the knife, even if you're moving the knife back and forth, there still is a chash jos l'chatchila. He's masking b'di'evit, it's okay. The only case of the Gemara which says that b'di'evit's no good is when you're moving the behema back and forth over a stationary knife, and the tzava behema is l'mala. Masha'enke, when you're moving the knife, or in Rabbein Yeruchim's case, even when you're holding the knife straight, and you're moving the tzava behema, but you're holding the knife as opposed to the knife being stationary, that's okay b'di'evit. But l'chatchila, even when you're moving the knife, if the behema is leaning on the knife, he holds his achshash jasa l'chatchila. And he says also, b'chlolis, even if you agree with the b'chadash about pshat in the Gemara, and you say mindin in the Gemara, all these things are kasha l'chatchila, but that's only in the times of the Gemara, where they were big umnim in shechita, and they could make 100% sure there's no jasa. Mashenkin, in our days, mehechatesu, we have the umnis. He says, halavai, the sheikhet sheshechted properly when the behemoth is lying on its side or on its back, and he's shechting with the knife going back and forth, halavai, then he should do a good job. You're doing this kunsin, avada, today you would not be allowed to do it l'chatchila. But even the Tefuah Shor, who's more machmeh, he's masking that if the behemoth's neck is tied, and it's not being machmed on the knife at all, just the fact that you're doing this stroke, mil mata l'mala, that's not a problem, even l'chatchila. And that is how even l'maisa today, in some places they shecht, if they put the behemoth in a pen, in some places they turn the pen upside down, and they're able to shecht while they shechting it, mil mala l'mata. But there are some places where they use a pen for the behemoth, and they just tie the neck up with chains, and the sheikhet shechts it by shechting it in an upward motion, going mulmata lamala, that even according to Tefuah Shor is mutal chatchila. The whole Tefuah Shor was talking about when the behemoth's neck could weigh down on the knife. So he holds, even if you're moving the knife, it's not lechatchila, not like the crazy place, he holds even that's lechatchila. But if the behemoth's neck is tied up, then it's mutal lechatchila even according to the Tefuah Shor.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.